This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A southern Colorado city will pay a sizable cost after its police chief blocked a man on Facebook, the virtual town square. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In 2018, the Woodland Park Police posted on their Facebook page about a recent raid. Colorado Springs resident Delbert Saggio responded with a comment calling the department a pig. That comment was deleted, and after Saggio posted a few profane follow-ups, the then police chief blocked him. Saggio sued the city and settled this month for $65,000. Attorney Andrew McNulty said governments can't limit discussion on a public forum, even if it's vulgar.
And when the government opens up a page and they're putting information out and saying, hey, public, you can comment on this, allowing them to censor people just because of their views is really problematic.
McNulty said it's the largest settlement he's aware of in this kind of case. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Applications for police workforce grants are now open. CPR's Lucretia Wimbley has more.
Governor Jared Polis wants to make Colorado one of the 10 safest states over the next 5 years. A part of that includes providing grants for recruitment, retention, and training programs for police. A new law created 3 public safety grant programs. Some state senators say the programs are necessary to retain officers and create a workforce that is more representative of the community. Applications for 2 workforce grants are now open. A program for crime prevention grants also opens this week. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org. It is 2:06.